suitable for work questions. One, tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. I am boring, so I will skip that one. What made you decide to start recording? It's fun. If I'm in the mood, it's kind of fun and it's challenging. It's something different. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? Anything, I think, except singing. I can't sing. I can barely talk. I definitely can't sing. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and the people you are interested in? Intelligence? I need someone intelligent because I'm not very smart, so I need someone who is intelligent. Humor, a really good sense of humor and a sense of curiosity. What do you think is your most attractive quality? I do not know. 6. Do you have a favorite book, movie, or song? It would be hard to choose a favorite book. I love books. Probably I've recently reread again William Peter Blatty's The Exorcist. I really like that book, so that would probably be up there. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations would be a favorite. Movies? I don't know. I love movies too. I love horror movies, all kinds of horror movies, like whatever. Like, you know, arty, highbrow ones, and lowbrow, sleazy horror movies, and middle of the road Hollywood horror movies. Anything. I love them. I wouldn't be able to pick a favorite. And I like other movies besides horror movies too, but I don't know. I couldn't pick a favorite. Same with a song. I don't know. I don't think I could pick one. I guess if I had to pick one, it probably wouldn't even necessarily be a song. It might be like something like from classical music. I don't know, maybe something by Mozart or something. Tell us your idea of a perfect day or a perfect date. Oh my god, I'm already at 3 minutes. Okay. A perfect day would be at a really interesting museum. And if I really wanted to make it perfect, maybe like in Italy or France. And either at a museum or a church, like a cathedral or Duomo. And let's make it super extra perfect. It would be sort of off the beaten path. There'd be no other tourists. And we would go there and go inside and we could spend hours just getting really autistic about every little detail inside and not have any crowds to deal with. That would be my perfect. I love churches. So that would be my perfect day. 5 things before I die. Oh, God. Okay, I have to learn how to drive, which I'm very embarrassed to admit. I want to spend time on a farm and learn practical skills, like, I don't know, growing food, preparing food from scratch, and looking after animals. Oh, and spending time with horses. I love horses. I love to live on a farm and look after horses all day. How many is that? One, two. Oh, I want to see the Riace bronzes in Italy in person. That's three. I guess go on one of those round the world trips where you start and like you actually circle around the globe and take like a year or two to do it. I would love to do that. And oh, the most important, I want to meet the love of my life and we'd spend the rest of our life together and grow old together. So of course that would be my most important. $10 million, I would give it away to my family and friends, and I don't know, I want to say I'd give to a lot of charities, but I'm not really a fan of a lot of charity stuff, charity industry, but there are a couple I would give to. And then I would just keep sort of enough for me. And I don't know, to never work and be able to just live a simple, very simple life, but be able to do the stuff that I'd want to do. And relationship deal breaker would be addiction, like substances or gambling or any kind of addiction. So I guess on that cheery note, those are the questions.